The Claire Lynch Trio will be appearing tomorrow night at Collierville United Methodist Church as part of the Collierville Historic Town Square Bluegrass and Old Time Music Jam. They'll also be playing Monday night at the Collins Theater, 120 West Emerson Street in downtown Paragould, Arkansas, as part of KASU's Bluegrass Monday series. Claire Lynch has been awarded two Female Vocalist of the Year awards from the International Bluegrass Music Association, first in 1997 for her pioneering work with the Front Porch String Band and as a solo artist, then again in 2010 for her current work with the Claire Lynch Band. They were also nominated for Song of the Year and Recorded Event of the Year in 2010. Her previous recordings, Moonlighter and Silver and Gold, were both Grammy nominees. In addition to her singing and bandleader talents, Claire is a talented and prolific songwriter. Her songs have been recorded by Patti Loveless, The Seldom Seen, Cherry Holmes, The Whites, and many more. She's also highly in demand as a backup vocalist, singing on recordings by Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris, Linda Ronstadt, Pam Tillis, Kathy Mattea, Ralph Stanley, Jonathan Edwards, and Jesse Winchester. Claire Lynch, it's a great treat to have you on the show with me today. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Hey, the pleasure is mine, Daryl. Thank you.
I guess probably, like a lot of people, I first became aware of your work with the Grammy-nominated Moonlighter CD back in 1995. But actually, you've been kicking around this field in bluegrass for quite a while. You actually started back in the mid-70s, which is something that I think a lot of people may not know about. Tell us a little bit about those early days and how you got involved in bluegrass.
Well, I was a mere child. College campuses, it was kind of like at the end of the folk revival, mm-hmm. and bluegrass was pretty popular on the college campuses in the southern U.S. So that's how I just ran into friends from high school that were in a bluegrass band, and they were performing at a festival on the grounds of University of Alabama in Huntsville. And so I kind of got charmed by the music immediately. They had the headlining act was the McLean Family Band from Kentucky, and they just blew my socks off. I'd never heard this kind of music before live, and mm-hmm. so it had a great impact on me, and I was drawn to it right away. And started, it wasn't long before I was playing with my friends in the band and dating the mandolin player, Larry Lynch.
Now, of course, at that time, especially in the early years of bluegrass, but even up to that time, there weren't that many female bluegrass musicians.
No, there weren't. There were just a couple of people that I could look up to and consider influences. One of them was Ginger Boatwright with Red, White, and Bluegrass from mm-hmm. Alabama. There was Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard.
Sure.
They were doing mountain music mostly, but delving into the bluegrass sound. And just a very few like that. We had Dolly Parton, who, always had a mountain tinge.
So the group that got in there became the Front Porch String Band, right?
Yes, we were called the Hickory Wind first. Of course, we found out there was another band with a deal called Hickory Wind, so we changed our name.
And that actually did pretty well. Had some nationally released recordings, but then that band kind of stopped working, and you sort of got out of music for a little while.
I did. You're talking about around 2000.
Mm-hmm.
I took a 6-year hiatus from playing music live, and got my children out of the nest, concentrated on family. And then in 6 years later, I formed the Claire Lynch Band, and I haven't turned back since.
Yeah, yeah, and it's been very successful for you. For those of that are not aware, in addition to your own work with the Claire Lynch Band and your solo work, you've done a lot of background work on a lot of different people's recordings.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate to get the call from time to time. And, got to sing on some big-name singers' albums. Dolly. I actually got to tour with Dolly and do a couple of years of work with her. And, of course, there was Linda Ronstadt and Pam Tillis, Patti Loveless. Did a lot of work with Patti, Kathy Mattea, and others.
We're talking with Claire Lynch. Her trio will be appearing tomorrow night at Collierville United Methodist Church as part of the Collierville Historic Town Square Bluegrass and Old Time Music Jam. They'll also be playing Monday night at the Collins Theater, 120 West Emerson Street in downtown Paragould, Arkansas, as part of KASU's Bluegrass Monday series. Now, in addition to of course, your performing, you have done a lot of songwriting. If our friends will go to your website, clairelynch.com, there's a long list of songs that you've written for yourself and for other people. Mm-hmm. How did you get into this? How did you start writing your own songs?
Well, I think I just had a knack for it. When I was young, I used to write poems, just give them as gifts instead of cards, you know. I just like to write rhyme, and being musical, you know, the whole thing came together. And by age 19, I had written Hills of Alabama, which became a, you know, pretty big cut for me.
Mm-hmm. And many, many cents.
I worked for Universal Publishing in Nashville. I was a staff writer for 7 years, so I got some really good Nashville co-writing and songwriting experience.
Obviously, it's served you very well, and you've had some great songs, not just for yourself, but for many other folks too.
Well, thanks. Yep, it's the songwriter's dream to have a cut, you know.
Now, we should mention that in addition to your concert in Collierville, you're also going to be doing some workshops.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. Right, in the afternoon, I think we're conducting a 2-hour workshop. I'm playing with a trio this time, not the whole band.
Right, yeah.
But I have my two fantastic pickers, Brian McDowell and Matt Wingate. They're both world-class, award-winning players and experienced teachers. Mm-hmm. And so they'll be teaching, Matt will be teaching improvisation on flat pick guitar. And Brian, I think he's going to split his 2 hours up into mandolin and fiddle because he's got interest in both areas. And I'll be teaching, I'm pretty sure it's singing and songwriting. I think it's sort of a combo class too, but all for 2 hours long.
Yeah. I've been to workshops in places like Winfield, and it's really valuable information.
It is, especially if you play in a band locally or an aspiring, in my case, an aspiring songwriter or wanting to improve your vocal skills. Good. It's just sort of a short course. It's only 2 hours long. We do week-long courses often. So it's sort of, in a nutshell, up close and personal, and some good working knowledge.
And you mentioned that you're Matt and Brian are both award-winning instrumentalists, and they really are. They have got a shelf of awards from places like the Merle Fest and Winfield and these places. They're hot guys.
they're hot players. Interesting you mentioned Winfield, because Brian actually, he became the National Flat Picking Championship champion in 2010,
yeah. Uh-huh.
2 years ago. He's 20 now, so he was 18 then. But he's really mature for his age, very focused. He acts more like 30, really. But he was a triple winner that day. He not only won first place in flat picking, but also in mandolin and fiddle. So he was a triple winner, and that's never been done before or since.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. If you've ever been to one of those contests at Winfield, anyone that wins one of those is really the best. So that's
yeah. It's definitely, when they say National Flat Picking Championship, they do mean it.
You know, I think anyone who listens to bluegrass with any regularity at all would immediately be able to identify one of your songs just because of your voice. It's a very distinctive voice. I mean, I know that anytime I hear something come on, even a song I've never heard before, if you start singing, I know it's you.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. and maybe that's a characteristic of bluegrass. I mean, you certainly want to have an identifiable voice. Is there anything, mm-hmm. anything you can tell our listeners about how to sing and about how to get a unique and identifiable voice like that?
Wow, that's an interesting question. Well, I think that it's good to record yourself, and when you're in singing situations, either by yourself or in a group, and listen back and really identify what you're doing and see if you're emulating someone else too much, and then listen to the sound of your own voice and perhaps capitalize on that. It takes creativity, I think, to develop your own sound. You know, whatever your instincts are for creativity and for and creating art, I think you can tweak your vocals, and that's what I tried to do.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to this. I know many of our friends are. There's quite a large bluegrass community here in the Mid-South, and I know they'll be excited to have this opportunity to hear you, not only on Collierville, but also in Paragould coming up. Claire, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. Thank you, Daryl.
My guest today is Claire Lynch. Her trio will be appearing tomorrow night at Collierville United Methodist Church as part of the Collierville Historic Town Square Bluegrass and Old Time Music Jam. They'll also be playing Monday night at the Collins Theater, 120 West Emerson Street in downtown Paragould, Arkansas, as part of KASU's Bluegrass Monday series. If you're interested in the workshops they'll be doing tomorrow afternoon in Collierville, email bwestmoreland9@msn.com. Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra, performing at the annual Symphony in the Gardens on the lush grounds of the Dixon, Saturday, May 12th. Gates open at 4, concert begins at 6. Picnics, beverages, and lawn chairs are welcome. Tickets and information available at 537-2525 or memphissymphony.org.